I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Education Subcommittee of the Ways and Means Committee. It is Wednesday, February the 15th, and we're going to, first of all, work the Health Licensing Agency fee ratification. There's a proposal that has been worked up between the big co-chairs and Representative Springer in particular. And basically what it does is, I'll read it. The subcommittee approved the original license and renewal fees for the direct entry midwifery board at $1,200 per year, the understanding that the fee increase is necessitated by unique circumstances and is not intended to be permanent. The LFO recommendation is, John?
Chairman, all members of the committee, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends the Education Subcommittee recommend approval of the proposed fee changes to the Oregon Health Licensing Agency with the understanding that the fees will be included in future legislation during the 2012 legislative session. The reason for that is we don't have a fee bill yet. It'll be introduced in the, we're hoping, in the full Ways and Means this Friday. I did include a copy of the language for that bill in your packet. And it also includes the change from $1,800 to $1,200. And it, just a reminder, it only includes fee establishments or increases. It doesn't include all the reductions or abolishments that we talked about last meeting.
Okay. Motion, Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move the Health Licensing Agency Board as presented to with the changes is made.
With the midwifery.
Okay, it's been a long day.
With the midwifery at $1,200 per year and the statement that it is not permanent.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Were you two involved in this decision in any way, going from $1,800 to $1,200?
Senator Monroe, Chairman Rowe, members of the committee, we were contacted by LFO, and we did have some conversations with our LFO. We were involved in presenting figures to the committee in order to make this kind of decision. Yes, we were involved.
And can you live with this recommendation?
Co-chair, members of the committee, this is a very tight issue for us. We know that this particular board with this fee structure within 90 days will be in the red based on the current expenditures. So it's very risky for us. We can live with this. We can do our very best to fulfill the requirements of the committee and the legislature, but it is very risky.
And we need your name on the record.
I'm Randy Over. I'm director of the Oregon Health Licensing Agency.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chair? The only thing that I don't, obviously I didn't make a lot of things clear, but that this recommendation is so that there'll be future legislation in our next session to make any changes as needed. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So your testimony is that within a few months you'll be in the red?
Co-chair, members of the committee, yes. We believe that within 90 days at the current rate of expenditure, even as we tighten their belt and put this board on a strict financial diet, they will be in the red in 90 days.
And when you're in the red, what do you do, borrow from other reserves?
Co-chair, what we do, the agency has a budget that incorporates all of our boards and commissions, and so what happens is that this situation causes us to start pulling monies in from the large fund, which is all part of the other boards and commissions. So yes, it becomes supported by the other 10 boards and commissions.
Which the whole purpose of this legislation was to eliminate that kind of thing.
Co-chair, members of the committee, that is correct.
Senator Shields?
I adamantly object to the use of the term midwifery. Midwifery would be more
midwifery.
But on the more substantive issue, I do share the concerns of the director, but it sounds like this deal has been agreed to by the co-chairs, and I will certainly support it for now. Hopefully we will not lose track of this in the coming months.
This is an agreement that the big co-chairs reached in consultation with a number of folks, especially Representative Springer, and I think we either go with it or we don't go. Senator Girard.
Well, I hate to throw something on the fire here, but I'm going to be a no, and I think that the solution is real simple. DAS did an emergency appropriation, an emergency fee, and we can just let that play out to the end of that biennium. The legislation then would be, at the end of that biennium, it goes back down to $600. And so the bill would actually take effect at the end of that biennium, and the bill then would be to take it from $1,800 to $600. And that would be a lot more agreeable than leaving it at $1,200, which is an overpayment, and they'd still be in the darn red. So the chair's solution didn't fix anything, and I think that there's a better option on the table.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, sir, and this is not my recommendation, but I just do as I'm told. Anything else?
I just have a question, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
thanks.
Go ahead.
So, you know, in terms of the board's ability to repay the funds, I mean, as it comes into the black, how does that work?
Representative Denbo, members of the committee, it's all paid through fees. And when new folks come in to the board, their fees are collected. The problem is with this board is there's only 72 members, and so they're very vulnerable to any change in financial attack, you know, through litigation, through investigation, through whatever. So the way that this board comes out of the red is by having more members come onto the board. That is a discussion for another time, I think, as mandatory licensing becomes one of the topics that may come to you sometime in the future. But that's the only way. We cut expenses as much as we can, but the fact is the investigative costs, even at half, we've reduced them to half of what they are for any other board by bringing just part-time people in to do this. They are at the very edge of being able to survive based on the number of investigations that are lodged against them.
Mm-hmm. Well, just follow up.
Go ahead.
You don't imagine a situation in which you would decide not to pursue an investigation because you're so close to the edge. Is that right? That would be a concern for me.
Representative Denbro, members of the committee, we would investigate every complaint, regardless. We will not stop our investigative protocol or our investigative process, regardless of what the cost is. This is a high-risk board. This is a high-risk profession, and the agency is bound to protect the public, and we will do so on every occasion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just one other. You said that once the backlog or the litigation, the expensive litigation is paid off, that then you would recommend dropping the fee, and I think you said down in the $600 range.
Senator Monroe, members of the committee, that is correct. We've been watching this particular board every month as we go through, and it has always been our intent to reduce fees as they come online. We originally set the fees at $630, hoping to attract new members into the committee to keep them on an equal balance, but it is our intent to get them back to that level.
Okay.
After the initial rush of investigations are finished, we hope that it's stabilized. But that's looking into a crystal ball that I don't possess right now.
So a $1,200 fee...
Investigate non-members.
You still ultimately should catch up, right?
It depends, Senator Monroe. It depends on the investigative process. Right now, we have to be good at our investigations. I mean, at the $1,800 mark. At the $1,200 mark, we have to be good and lucky.
Okay.
And so if there's any bad things that come out, such as litigation that comes behind that, it could, by any one of two or three of these midwives out there, that could set the entire apple cart upside down.
All right. Representative Garrard.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just a quick question, Randy. Would you investigate charges against non-members?
Representative Gerard, members of the committee, no, we would not. We do not have a statutory authority to do that.
Thank you.
Anything further? Okay, the motion is to approve the budget with midwifery at $1,200 fee and the rest of it as presented previously. Is there any further discussion? Objections to the motion? Senator Girod objects. Any other objections? Motion carried. I will carry this to full Ways and Means and to the Senate. Does it go to the Senate floor?
Since we don't have the actual fee bill at this point, I don't think we're ready for that.
Okay, well, I will carry it full Ways and Means anyway, so I don't burden any of the rest of you with the lengthy discussion we're likely to have. Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Okay, close the work session on fee ratification of the Health Licensing Agency and open a work session on Department of Education report on internal auditor. And we're back to Monica.
Co-chair and members of the committee, you heard this report from the Department of Education on their progress to, or in the case, lack of progress to recruit and retain an internal auditor. Just want to clarify a few points that were talked about during that committee. The agency received, or actually not the agency, the State Board of Education received a position that was funded for 18 months in this biennium to begin on January 1. And received the budget note having the State Board of Education report in on progress to recruit and retain and then on their progress to complete the risk assessments. The report you heard was that they had completed the position description and had the audit committee come together, and they worked with the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development to come up with a joint audit committee and were scheduled to hire or recruit when the hiring freeze came through. So position has not been filled. Risk assessments have not been done. The discussion at the time on Monday was whether the committee wanted to acknowledge receipt of the report. There is a modified recommendation, and I can read that into the record if you would like.
Please.
The Education Subcommittee recommends acknowledging receipt of the report with the understanding that A, the Department of Administrative Services Hiring Freeze Exception Committee shall consider this position as a legislative priority, and B, regardless of the State Board of Education's ability to hire for the position, the risk assessments for the Departments of Education and Community Colleges and Workforce Development shall be completed by November 2012. That contingency is put in there that should the exception committee choose to not hire, if they're not able to successfully get a qualified candidate, then they are to proceed with the dollars that are in their budget to contract out or work with the Department of Administrative Services audit team to at least complete those risk assessments.
Okay. Are there questions for Monica? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that we accept the recommendation from LFO that receipt of the report, the Department of Administrative Services. Monica, could you read this?
I will read it again for the record for you.
Thank you.
The Education Subcommittee recommends acknowledging receipt of the report with the understanding that the Department of Administrative Services Hiring Freeze Exception Committee shall consider this position a legislative priority, and B, regardless of the State Board of Education's ability to hire for the position, the risk assessments for the Department of Education and Community Colleges and Workforce Development shall be completed by November 2012.
So moved.
Okay. 3 points there, folks. 3 points. First of all, we acknowledge receipt of the report. So, I mean, we approve it. Two, we ask DAS to consider allowing this hire, and kind of an exception to the freeze for this particular hire. And third, if they don't get that, they still have to make sure that the audit gets done by November of 2012. 3 points. Okay. Questions? Now, you all can weigh in here, Sue and Sue, or Susan and Sue.
Well, I think Chairman Rowe and members of the committee, Susan Castillo, State Superintendent of Public Instruction for Oregon, we appreciate your continued focus and support on helping us get this position filled, and it clearly is a priority to you all, and we hear that loud and clear. It is a priority for us, and so we will be moving forward. I know that Sue has had an opportunity to talk with DASC representatives about this request going forward, and they look forward to working with us and trying to help us with this special request.
Thank you. Questions of the witness? Thank you very much. We have a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion of the motion? Is there any objections to the motion? I'll bang the gavel quick. Thank you.
Carrier.
Thank you very much. Carrier, who would like to carry this?
I can carry it, sir.
Okay. Representative Comp will carry to full ways and means, and I don't know if we go beyond that or not.
No,
you don't. Just full ways and means. Mm-hmm. That'll probably be part of the end bill. Okay, Monica, anything else?
You are concluded for today, Mr. Chair.
All right, next, let me report that I have received a list, I think all of you maybe have, of the bills that we're allowed to either have public hearings on or work sessions on, and there's about 10 of them or so, roughly. We'll be doing that next week on Monday and Wednesday. And then when we finish with those hearings, your subcommittee co-chairs will meet and review those bills that we have had public hearing only on and recommend to the big co-chairs which of those we would like to see move forward and be worked, whether it be by this subcommittee or at the end of the session, you know, everything goes to capital construction. Anybody have any questions? Anything for the good of the order? We're adjourned.
Get each committee member get this.